June the 4th, 1108, Phil Collins, the studio.
James Hazel on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Could you be a foster parent? We know for a fact that it's been the case for some time now. There's a desperate need for more foster carers. So if you feel that you are someone who could maybe offer a home to somebody of youthful age, then maybe in the next 10, 15 minutes, you will get to find out a lot more about it. Several folk to talk about on this. Cecil Allard joins us, first of all, in Suffolk, is a foster carer through the organisation called TACT. Cecil, welcome to the programme. Good morning to you. Cecil, can you hear me? Cecil, can you hear me okay?
Yes, the signal does keep cutting out.
Gotcha. All right. Fingers crossed that everything's okay. Just coming at this as someone who not knows the first thing about fostering, Cecil, what is involved with being a foster parent?
It's the same as bringing up your own children, really. The standard is the same, it's not higher, because some of the children you get will have experienced some sort of trauma in the past, so you have to be able to deal with that sort of thing. Some of the children are perfectly normal and just need a stable family life, and that's what we provide or try and provide as a foster carer.
So
they have the same opportunities.
The benefits to those that you foster, you've outlined there. Is there a benefit to you?
There's all feeling good when things go right. All the foster kids bar one that I've had are almost part of the family now. They are in contact, even though they're not in foster care anymore. We receive regular sort of texts, phone calls, and one particular one is in our life permanently.
Oh, wow. So it's a rewarding experience for you.
Yes, it is a very rewarding experience, but, you know, anything rewarding does have its trials and tribulations along the way.
Yeah, because it's not without its risk, I assume.
Risk is... there is risk involved, but as long as you're well-trained, you manage that risk as part of your daily routine. And a lot of the risk is the same as involved in bringing up your own children.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, so the risk element side, you have to be... I'm a male carer for TACT, and there aren't that many male carers, and the risk to male carers is probably slightly higher with some of the children that you might invite into your home. But a good organisation will match you to a child, and... if possible, you will get to meet the child before they'll see your profile, your family profile, so they know what to expect when they arrive.
So what do you need to prepare for fostering, for instance, with your home? Do you need to make any changes?
You need to have the whole family on board, because at times it can be quite trying, so you need to full support your family. Fortunately, my wife is very supportive, and she actually works in the field of foster care. If you've got your own children, they also have to be on board with the idea of fostering and bringing somebody into your new home, because your routines will change, and obviously you have to your social interactions will change slightly.
Mentioned, Cecil, some training there. What sort of training do you need, and where do you get that from?
When I took training, I've taken it twice, the full package. Last time I took it, it was called Skills to Foster, and that was a whole week of training, which is the standard, which is provided by TACT, who you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And you attend that every day. Not every day, several days a week over a 12-week period. So it's quite long and involved, the training. But you do need to do that training, because you cover all sorts of issues that you may have to deal with in the future.
Hmm.
And then you have to ongoing training every year. You have to do a minimum number of hours.
Cecil, what would you say, because there is a huge need for foster parents, what would you say to somebody listening to this who doesn't really know too much about it, is not sure whether or not they would be suitable, and is, you know, a little bit apprehensive? What would you say to them, Cecil?
Well, it's okay to be apprehensive, but if you feel that you could offer a child a home, I would encourage them to make some inquiries, contact an organisation like mine or your local authority, and they, as you said, they are crying out for foster carers. There is a screening process, but I would encourage them to do it because it is very rewarding, and if things are working well, it will have not so much impact as they think on their lives, on their day-to-day routines.
Yeah.
You can do it from any age. A lot of foster carers are sort of 40s, 50s onwards, I imagine. Their kids have grown up and they've left home, so they've got time on their hands. But you do need to have the time.
You've been fostering for nigh on 10 years now, and five...
Yeah.
Children. Now, would we be so bold as to say that is five young lives you have helped?
Yeah, I like to think so. When most of them come, in my case, because I deal with more difficult teenagers, some of them are behind in their education. So, you know, one of the first targets is to get them back to school normally. And so when they get their five GCSE A's, A to C's, that's a huge achievement for them. And hopefully I've prepared them with the help of my family for life after fostering.
Good for you.
That's the aim.
Yeah, well, obviously, Cecil Allard, who's been fostering through the TACT organisation, you can find out more about them at tactcare.org.uk, is in Suffolk, and has given a home to five children over that time. Also on the programme is the founding director of Home for Good, Krish Kandia. Krish, welcome to the programme. Krish, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Good morning.
Fantastic. Good morning to you. I think we've got some issues with the old telephones today. Now, you've heard Cecil there as a foster carer himself talking about how rewarding it can be to be a fosterer. As a fosteree, Krish, what can you tell us about how beneficial being taken into someone's home is for someone of that age?
Sure. Well, like Cecil, I'm a foster carer as well. And the children that come into our care, 70% of the kids nationally that come into foster care have experienced something unbelievably traumatic, whether that's abuse or neglect or violence. And they need, as Cecil said, stability, love and attention. And to be able to provide that to a child is just such a gift to them. So children that haven't had the love, care and attention that they needed at an early age often develop something called attachment disorder, which means it makes it very hard for them to trust other people.
Yeah.
And develop proper relationships. So if you can help a child learn to trust again, learn to know what love feels like, that's an incredible lifelong gift that will be with them forever. So it's a wonderful thing to do. It is very tough. You will hear some horrific stories. And because of the way that some children have been treated, they will act out. Their behaviour will be not what you want it to be.
Yeah.
But when you know the story of why they've come into care, that gives you the kind of confidence and patience that you can invest in them and give them the love that they need.
So rewarding, ultimately, but also challenging at the same time, probably.
That's right. I mean, we need to go into this with our eyes open. That if you've experienced neglect or abuse, there are going to be scars, either, you know, external physical ones or internal emotional and psychological ones. And it's about having the patience and commitment to love these children anyway.
As we have heard with Cecil, and we hear it all the time, there is a huge need, there is a desperate need for more foster carers. What do you think is holding people back from coming forward and fostering?
I think a lot of people rule themselves out. They think they aren't a good enough parent, or they're too old, or they're too young, or they're not in the right kind of relationship, or they're not in the right kind of home situation. But a lot of those things are overcomable, and with the right kind of support. My charity, Home for Good, is particularly strong at recruiting people from churches, because churches can provide a lot of social support and help to foster carers, because it is a tough job. So we just encourage people to have a think. You know, could you be the person that makes a massive difference in a child's life? It is going to be demanding, but it is one of the most rewarding things that you can do. And rule yourself in before you rule yourself out.
With the vast majority of organisations, I'm assuming, Krish, there is support along the way. If difficulties do arise, there are people to talk to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm a local authority foster carer. I live up in Oxfordshire, and we've got a really good support network of other foster carers. We meet up regularly. We'll do day trips with our kids together. So you get that kind of camaraderie of working with other foster carers. You also get given a social worker who's there to kind of help you understand systems, you know, how to get the right medical access for the children, the kind of sociological support and the educational support that they need. So there is a team of people around you. You are not on your own. I think that's another fear that people might have.
What is the financial impact of fostering? Because we all know as parents that having children can be a bit on the costly side. Is there, you know, is there a worry there, or is there even support available there?
There is. So if you're a foster care, we're foster carers with our local authority, and there is money that's given to you each week to support the needs of the child. It's way below living wage. You're not being paid a kind of hourly rate for the children that you look after. But they recognise, you know, we've had babies come into our care in an emergency context, and they need clothes, and they need special baby food and nappies and stuff. And so you're given some money to support you. I would say that if someone was doing it for the money, there are a lot easier ways to earn money.
Right.
That's not the reason to do it. But you shouldn't be out of pocket from being a foster carer. And so, you know, there is financial support for you.
OK, where does someone who is interested in fostering, where do they go for advice? Where do they start the process?
Well, our charity Home for Good has a helpline that would be very happy to talk to anyone. TACT, we work very closely with in some contexts. They're great to call as well. Or just phone up your local authority. They often are having information evenings. So just Google, you know, local authority foster care and see what comes up for your area.
Krish Candia, who is not only a foster carer himself, but also has set up the charity Home for Good. That's been running for 5 years. Krish, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, Lindsay Nelson, who is a first-time fosterer, on her experiences of being able to offer a young person a home.